Captain Eric Mohamarak joins us. And, Eric, we got a tournament going on today known as the Redfish Rumble. Catch, photo, and release. Tell us more details, where it is and who's fishing it.
Well, it's at South Louisiana off of Highway 23 in Plaquemines Parish. It also includes St. Bernard Parish. It's the aggregate of five redfish. The longest length wins. You're only allowed to catch a 29.75. It is a catch photo release, people. So, you know, they take the picture and they send it into the app and they take the picture. And with the longest length, they decide who wins. Today, if I was fishing that tournament, I would personally go over to, Beschel's along that way on the other side of the river and try and catch a little break in the wind and fish in grassy ponds up in there. Watch out for the duck hunters, of course, everybody, because it is duck teal season, you know. It's a great little tournament. It's been going on since the beginning.
Why is it a 29.75 is the largest? Why did they put that in there?
They wanted to make it a little bit more challenging to people, you know. It always seems harder when you're trying to catch a specific size, you know. It also limits the catching on the bull reds, too. But 29 inches is, well, people consider that a bull red. I'm old school. I go about a pounds, but... you know, so they have to have a limit on something where they can do the measurements and stuff like that.
All right, one that Brendan's also mentioned is the Fallen Tide, and that's coming up next month. It's a Hobie World Qualifier Slam Tournament. How does that one work?
Yeah, Don, that's going to be huge. That's a chance for someone to win a spot on the Hobie World's fishing team from the United States and to go and travel and fish. Steve Lassard, Tommy Eubanks are two of the members from our club that have participated in that. Brendan has also gone. They haven't let me go yet. I'm hoping one day. But you travel, like they were in Switzerland one time, China. Uh-huh. They held one in Texas down in Fuchon. And for this one, you're going to have to – it's a kill tournament for us this year. It's Falling Tide, speckled trout, redfish, and flounder. The largest one wins and wins a trip to the Hobie Worlds.
All right, so where will this qualifier be, and how do you sign up for it?
Well, at the world-famous Ponderosa Empire Marina. I keep thinking about that food he's got over there.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be held at the Delta Marina in Empire. You can get online and sign up for it at the Bayou Coast website. I think it's bayoucoast.org. That's October 12th, I believe. It gets right before the ending of the flounder season. And the reason why they do that is because it's a slam tournament and it is a catch and kill.
Very good. All right, one more thing. Our buddy, Weave, he was fishing again in Mississippi. What did he catch? That guy, he can catch anything, huh?
Man, he gets lucky, you know.
Oh, I don't know about luck.
A lot of time out there.
There's a lot of talent in there, too, you know.
He actually caught a triple tail. He is, like, in Louisiana, as far as I know, to best of my knowledge, Brendan and Brendan caught his in Louisiana and his was in Mississippi. But those are two people that I know that personally caught triple tail out of a kayak. So it's something that people may want to start looking for, fishing around the beach areas and things like that. You know, always keep your eyes open. Anything floating, any stick, log, whatever, throw a lure, a live shrimp or something at it. They love the live shrimp, but usually we're fishing with plastics at the kayak. You know, throw it at it. Sometimes they eat it. That's what happened with Chris. He caught it on a root beer and a chartreuse gulp trip.
Well, great,
you know, while trying to see something else. Yeah, he seen it and took the cast and it ate.
That's usually the way it happens.
It was undersized, though. It was 15 inches, had to be 18 in Mississippi, and he did release it. So that's a cool thing, you know.
Well, maybe he can catch it again. He's like that.
Yeah.
Before you go, one more thing. This is the time to gripe. If you had a kayak fisherman in general, if there's one regulation you guys could change if you could, what would it be?
I would change, not fishing-wise or anything, I would make it mandatory that everyone in a kayak should wear a PFD, Don. It's just no reason not to. We've talked about this so many times, but it's no reason not to wear them because they make them so comfortable. But it saves lives, you know. I just, you know, I just heard of somebody, somebody recently in Florida and all of that, lost their life again, and you know, no life preserver. You have a life preserver, you got it. I think it's what 87% chance of survival rate or something like
Right.
The numbers are out there. People can read it.
Yeah.
And that's what I would change. Mandatory.
That would
and you
be
know
a
what?
Purogs
too. Yeah, Purogs too. It's not going to hurt you to wear a PFD.
Absolutely
that's
not.
Nothing.
That may be the best of the day. Thanks as always. Yeah. We appreciate it. Somebody wants to fish with you for the Louisiana Kayak Company. You do charters with the kayaks. You provide everything. Tell them the best way to reach you.
Well, on your website, Don Dubuque, the Outdoors Guy. They can get through on Facebook and Instagram, the Louisiana Kayak Company, or just send me a text or a call at 504-313-8292.
Sounds good, Eric. We'll catch you next time, my friend.
All right, Don, you have a great day, man.
All right. Happy National Hunting and Fishing Day. There he goes, Captain Eric Habarock of Louisiana Kayak Company.